your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Just one. There goes one more drop of bliss. All right, I'm all set. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? You dial set correctly, too. USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, the worldwide broadcast. And today we're going to talk about survival economics, gold, silver. Frank Underhill, CEO of Underhill Securities Corporation, Las Vegas, Nevada. Frank Underhill's with us this morning. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here. And I like your opening there. The greenback tumbles. Bum, bum, bum.
Frank, you know, when I was in college, I studied finance and economics back in the 70s. And that was my very favorite song of the 1970s. It's called The Wall Street Shuffle by a band called 10cc, 10cc. And I used to listen to it over and over and over and over. And those are the days of the cassette tapes. And I bought the album, and I bought a really nice turntable. Back then, it was an AR turntable, acoustic research, and it was all manual. And I didn't want to wear out the LP, the album. And you could wear them out, not like CDs that, you know, they play just as well day one as, you know, 1,000 days later if you don't scratch them up. Well, that's not the case with LPs. They would actually wear out long playing records. They're made out of vinyl. And so I recorded 7 copies of the Wall Street Shuffle onto a cassette tape, and I could just pop that cassette tape into the deck and play it, and it would launch 7 songs, one after another after another. And I didn't know why I was doing that. I just, you know, I was a finance major, and I thought what they were saying was absolutely correct about the manipulation. And you know what? It's true. And when I started broadcasting, I wanted a theme song. And Money by Pink Floyd is just great, but others use it. You know, Dave Ramsey uses it and a whole bunch of others. But nobody uses the Wall Street Shuffle by 10cc. I don't think they dare do it. But anyway, it's great to have you on the broadcast this morning. Frank, can we talk about gold? What's going on with gold right now?
Well, gold seems to be seesawing here, very back and forth. And I think a lot of this has to do with the news coming out of Europe. Like last week, it looked pretty dire. Now this week, Greece is buying back debt securities. The Italian prime minister is resigning after new budgets passed, probably thinking he's done his patchwork. And markets are reacting positively to it. Also, you look at housing numbers coming out. But generally, there was a article that I read about Goldman cutting the price of gold. Now, you know, and I think that's debatable because I think if you see economic recovery, you'll probably see people cashing out of the dollar and jumping into equities and gold. So I think it's 50 of one or half a dozen of another, but it's nice to see the metals move up today, and I was very surprised, actually.
Frank, I'm looking at some of the numbers, and this year, gold started out in January, early January 2012, had about 1,600 an ounce, by March, it hit 1775. May, back down, it averaged around 1575, May through August. September, averaged around 1775. October 12th, it hit 1776. And today, it's at 1713. Certainly not a high for the year, but up from January. So yes, it's been seesawing, but the overall trend for the year is up.
That's correct. Yeah, it's up 9-10%. So that's better than a year when you had a lot of other things down.
Yeah, yeah, and over the same period, Frank, I'm looking at silver, and in January. The early part of January, silver was 28.78. In March 9th, it climbed up to 33.87. Actually, it went a little higher than that for a very, very short time. And then May through August, it averaged around 27.50, so it was down. October 12th, it peaked at 33.79. And today, like right now, a few seconds ago, it was 33.36. Now, it's not the high, but it's fine with me. And as a matter of fact, I bought some about a week ago, and I'm delighted. I really am. I'm happy with my purchase.
Silver's really playing it sideways here, and I think it's just waiting for an indicator of another gold breakout. The silver itself, like, you know, a year ago, it was up to like $49.
It was.
And you still see it, yeah, and you still see it down here. But I think once gold gets its footing and traction again, I can see the silver quickly catching up. And right now, it just seems to be a buy and hold continual pattern right now.
I'm going to give, after the first break, maybe we can talk about Christmas presents. If you want to think about some of the things that you're buying, and I'll share with you some of the things I'm buying after the first break. If you want to do that, Frank, I don't know. We haven't discussed revealing any of that, but I don't have any problems revealing what some of the gifts that I'm buying for family and friends are. All of them are useful, all of them. So Frank, as I'm going through my notes here, gold is higher. What are your thoughts on silver? Do you think it's going to continue going sideways with a slight trend up, or what? What are your current thoughts?
I could probably see it going probably sideways, and I think whatever gold does, silver will follow suit. And I really, really pay attention to what gold does, because, of course, the silver is leveraged to the price of gold. And if gold isn't going to take a big step forward, it's very difficult to see silver following in suit. I think silver is probably going to be sideways until, like I said, there's a breakout in the yellow metal, and that's squared away due to the fact that it has is tied to the dollar. Basically, the gold is the equilibrium, and the dollar goes up and down around it.
Well, what about the fiscal cliff and the price of gold? What are your thoughts? Is there a linkage there?
Well, of course, there's a linkage there. You know, the word is taxation. And I think people are very scared about paying higher taxes if the Bush tax cuts abate, or if they're going to be taxing capital gains at a higher rate than the current 15%. I could see a lot of money being very scarce very quickly.
Okay. And as you look at taxation, and what do you think the net result of increased taxation is going to be on, let's say, the middle class? For our new listeners, how do you think the Bush tax cut expiration is going to affect the middle class?
I think it's going to affect the middle class probably more heavily than the top 2% they keep talking about, because they can afford to pay a little, but there's a lot of families that are just making it. So if they got to lob on another 5% income tax, is that the difference between paying a phone bill or utility bill or feeding the kids? I don't like it. And I think that they should be averting any tax hike in a very fragile, relatively high unemployment environment here.
In fact, I'm noticing more and more people are willing to barter, trade for things, trade goods for goods, junk silver for goods. Are you seeing that in Nevada as I'm seeing it in Missouri, or is it just me?
Good question. I was talking about this last night over supper with some friends of mine. Mm-hmm. And the key is everything you do is punched into a computer, whether you're buying a credit card purchase or buying a car. And bartering is the way to avoid all that. And I hate to say that, use the term living off the grid, but that is getting to be a more and more acceptable form of commerce these days.
Well,
but you have to have the tangibles to do it.
I was looking on Craigslist for a couple things, and what I think I'm seeing more is people are saying, I'm willing to trade this for that. And I'm talking about useful things. And they're willing to trade what they have for other things that they need. And I'm not talking about necessarily a washing machine for junk silver. I'm talking about maybe a washing machine for a toolbox. You know, that kind of thing, a toolbox or a pickup trucker. And that's the kind of thing that I'm seeing more and more of. And it's private. And when people do that, there's no tax involved. It's private property for private property. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's great to not involve third parties if you don't have to. Just go trade. And that's the way it used to be, Frank, before, you know, when farmers would trade livestock for other things like hay and tools and so forth and labor.
Well, what you're also, factoring in is, there's no going to the bank and getting a cashier check and it's held up for anti-money laundering or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another thing. Frank, I met a guy at a gun show and he has a company that sells dash cameras. Talk about this when we come back, but I'll also talk about Christmas presents. Frank Underhill, and he's the CEO of Underhill Securities Corporation. I'm going to give you his phone number. If you'd like to call him, you can call him at 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Vin Finelli, we'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with me. And we're talking about survival economics, and I just wanted to mention, we had a meetup on Friday night, and I invited a gentleman from England, and he's founded a company that designs dash cameras. And so anyway, he presented a fascinating, he's 21 years old. He came over from England, and he's setting up dealers. And anyway, he has this device. It's a dash camera. You has a suction cup, and you can video everything that's going on outside your windshield going forward. Or you can turn it to the left if you get stopped by the police, and you can record audio and video of everything that happens. And by the way, it's really nice to see how polite everybody is when we're on camera. So that, I think, would make a very interesting Christmas present, about $150. And there are plenty of them out there, so you can look on the Internet if you're interested. Frank, have you seen one of those dash cameras in use?
I haven't seen one in use, but I was in Austin last year, and I went to a seminar at Brave New Books. And Barry Cooper was doing a conference there, and he had the Barry Cam, which is like a little camera keychain that mm-hmm. you can videotape if you're being pulled over. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I it was hilarious. When they come to your car, you roll your window down about just a quarter of an inch, just enough to put your papers through, and then roll the window back up.
I love it.
Oh my gosh, I'd love to see a trooper's reaction on one of those cameras like that. I think it'd be pretty provocational, but love that stuff, though.
I can tell you, Frank, someone called the police on us at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd.
And get out of town. Frankfurt.
Oh, yeah, well, I handled it very quietly. Yeah, yeah. While you were there.
That's why I didn't see anything.
No, you didn't see anything. What happened was two Springfield police officers stopped by, and they said that there was something that they needed to take care of inside the expo. And so I knew I was alerted that they were there, and one of USAPreparers.com staff said, okay, you guys wait outside, and we'll have Vinfinelli come out. So I went out, and I asked someone to take my iPhone and record the whole thing. So he stood like a cameraman and got the audio and the video, and I talked to the police officers, and I introduced myself. And the first thing I asked them was, are they law enforcement or peace officers? Which is kind of a shock, I think. And they said, they're peace officers. And I said, well, great, then this is going to work out just fine. And they explained what the situation was, and they said, would you like us to handle it, or would you like to handle it, Vinfinelli? And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll handle it. I'll take care of it right now. They said, okay, great. We'll just mark this ticket completed, and like, not a summons, but I mean like a report. So they marked the report completed, and they left. And it was really a wonderful, wonderful experience. Now, I don't know if the camera had anything to do with that, or whether they were just good guys. They might have just been really good guys and actually peace officers and not looking for a problem. And I think they kind of understood who we were and the kind of things that we do on the radio. So it wasn't a problem. It was kind of nice. So I think it's neat to record those kind of interactions between us and the police, because they certainly record them. They've got their dash camera aimed forward, and when they pull somebody over, they've got a full video of it. Some of them illegally and secretly record the people that they are detaining, and they are questioning, and they are demanding documents from. So I think it's a great thing to do. So, Frank, have you thought about Christmas presents for your loved ones?
Well, I have, and but I basically think the best Christmas you can give gift is time. Donate it at a food soup kitchen, or do some caroling, take part in a church activity. You know, if you're Jewish, light some Hanukkah candles, or basically you do things that Christmas are like the notion that people go out and buy and load up the credit card.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Loading up the credit card and then facing that debt in January, that's insanity defined. I'm Vinfinelli, Frank Underhill. I'm going to be right back. I've got some questions about what's happening with Greek bonds, the Italian prime minister, the fiscal cliff, the Chinese grab. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank Underhill and I are talking about Christmas presents. And, Frank, you didn't get a chance to meet my mom when you were up here at the expo, but she and I were talking about Christmas presents, and she wanted to give our children $100 each. And I said, why don't you give them something they could really use? And she said, okay, what would that be? And I said, well, I think silver would be really nice. And I said, you know, we can get, for $38 a piece, we can get Canadian maples. And she said, wow. I said, why don't you get them each 3 1-ounce maples in silver? And she said, that's great. So that's what my mom is giving our children. What do you think about that, Frank?
Very good idea, and over the course of the next number of years going forward, that can buy a pretty big Christmas gift, hopefully a college education or or something that they can use to down payment on a home or something. So that's good. Good advice there, Vincent.
So you think silver's going to take off?
Well, it's probably going to move higher. Well, especially if your kids get older, going forward, if you look at a prior chart, gold, silver's only gone higher. But right, I think it's a lot more constructive than buying Modern Warfare or Minecraft or God knows whatever these violent video games they put out these days.
Hmm. Okay.
Keep your kids away from those. You know, the silver coins are luster. They're beautiful. They're minted by a reputable establishment. And there's the tangible and the intrinsic with it.
I remember talking to our daughter years ago. And I said, do you have any savings? And she said, yeah, yeah. So I asked her how much, and she told me. And I said, I'll tell you what. Why don't you send some of that over my way, and I'll buy some silver for you. So I bought her some silver. I paid $11 an ounce for it, Frank.
Well, a few years ago. You know, Vince, I was reading an article in the Wall Street Journal, and somebody picked up on a story that I've known for years, where they always say when you're older you need to downsize and no kids in the house and move out. And sometimes I think, Vincent, that's the worst advice that people can give, because people simply don't have enough savings. If you sell the house, you're going to be eating into that savings. There's really no cushion. And most people, when they do retire, they still have mortgages on their homes. So, you know, I think it's probably almost, but it's a very interesting article in the Wall Street Journal, and I was very pleasantly surprised to see it. So if you're thinking of retiring, maybe skip the downsizing and look at other ways of raising revenue for retirement.
Well, Frank, especially if you have a mortgage. Downsize. We did not downsize. seriously. Seriously. When we built our home here in Missouri, we built it so that it would house my mom and my dad and our children. And if if we had grandchildren, they'd be welcome here too. And so that's what we did. And I may be wrong, but I actually think that whether our children realize it or not, that's going to happen. I think it's going to happen not so much by choice, but I think they're going to be forced, not by me, but by the economy, to move back. I think they're all going to have to move back no matter what, no matter what they think. Because I think, my opinion is, we're going to be sliding down into the financial abyss, and it will take at least 20 years, in my opinion, for us to pull out of this. I really believe that. You think that's nuts?
Well, no, you look at us hearing, just waiting here, to get on the program, there was a comment about how gasoline is down 10 cents a gallon. We all enjoy low gas prices, but there's a caveat that when you have low energy prices, you're in a recession.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I would rather live with high energy prices and have more money in my pocket than having low energy prices and having things the way they are now.
We have people that come to the meetups. Frank, the people come from hundreds of miles away to our Friday night meetups. And I'm hearing things like they're saving their money. They're even borrowing money from others to get gasoline to come to the meetups because they think the meetups are that important, the information that we give. But what I'm saying is they think it's important. They don't think it's frivolous. It's not like buying cigarettes, or it's not like buying video games, or it's not like buying junk from China. They actually think they're learning something. But at the same time, their economic situations are not that great. And I'm seeing more of that every day. I'm seeing fewer people at restaurants every day. Are you seeing that too?
Actually, I was out on Thursday night, and I was at a hotel in town here, and you could roll a bowling ball from one end of the casino floor to the other, and you wouldn't hit anybody. And it's very telling. And also, I went for dinner at that hotel. That's what brought me there. And I looked down on the Fremont Experience, And I, you know, it looked busy, but it didn't look busy where business people selling things there were really prospering, but just more or less a looky-loo crowd and flip-flops and tank tops and probably with very little income to be disposing of. So, but there, you know, they got money to buy a beer and walk around, I guess, if that's your kick, but I don't think it's productive.
Is a beer expensive in Las Vegas now? I remember years ago, back in the 80s, the last time I was there, dinner was maybe $1.99, lunch was 99 cents. Do they still do that anymore?
In inflationary dollars, it would probably still be the same. Like you can buy a bottle, we bought a couple of drinks at a bar there and the bill came to like $8 and, my friend had a Dos Equis and I just had a gin, but, yeah, it wasn't that bad at all. And, those places, though, are really it's getting fewer and far between because now you're getting chain restaurants moving into these places and they charge chain prices, so it's probably coming to an end quickly.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was able to buy a rifle at a gun show recently, a 22 caliber World War II training rifle. It was a Mossberg Model 1944 US, which is it's got a small magazine to hold the ammunition, but it was in reasonable condition. You know, it wasn't rusty or anything. I mean, the bluing was good, and actually it was in outstanding shape for $250. I couldn't believe it. So that's telling me that some people are desperate to sell. And I didn't pick the price. He did. I just asked him how much it was, and he said $250, and I looked at it, and it had peep sights, and I thought, well, that's kind of a nice piece of history. And I thought maybe I might want to give it as a Christmas present to one of our children. So I bought it. I kind of like history. I like the older firearms. I like the wood and I like the metal rather than the plastic and the metal. But what I'm seeing is people are selling things that are really useful, used for lower and lower prices. And I suggest that if people are going to buy Christmas presents, Frank, they consider buying used. Look on Craigslist for useful items, tools, shovels, pickmatics, pickaxes, saws, hand saws, things that you can use going forward that you can buy for pennies on the dollar. And people will be more than happy to sell them to you at ridiculously low prices because they have no idea how to use them. But you will. You will have a use for them in the very near future.
It's a shame when you have people who own stuff outright.
Mm-hmm.
And whether, like you say, tools are very important, like who doesn't need a good screwdriver around the house or whatnot, but seeing them go and liquidate assets for money for groceries is very disturbing.
It is disturbing, and that's what's happening. It really is happening. Here's what I do. When I buy things, like garage sales and things like that, or if I find something that I'd like to buy on Craigslist, I'll just ask the person how much he or she wants for it. And I will not try to lower the price. I'll just ask them how much they'd like for it. And if it's acceptable to me, I'll say thank you and I'll pay them for it. If it's not acceptable, I'll say I'll pass. I appreciate that, but, you know, I'll pass. I don't try to whittle them down because I think they need it. I think they need the money. I really do. But if it's not, you know, good value for me, I'm just not going to buy it just to make them happy. I only buy things that I need. And so that's how I've been shopping lately. I really have. Frank,
you got to be very selective. And you know something, Vincent, I hear you talk like that. I think you should be looking at running for that West Contra Costa school board there because I think you could show them a thing or two.
Well, Frank, you're talking. Do you want to lead into this story or do you want me to?
When you told me about it, I couldn't believe it. And then I I was just reading the heads up, and I could see how you found it.
Well, okay, there's a National Public Radio article, December 7th, and more than 200 school districts across California are taking a second look at the high price of debt they've taken on using risky financial arrangements. Collectively, the districts have borrowed billions in loans and defer their payments for years. So what's happening is these districts, these school districts, are owing far more than they borrowed. Now, here's an example. In 2010, officials, and I use that term loosely, at the West Contra Costa School District, just east of San Francisco, they were in a bind. They needed $2.5 million to help secure a federally subsidized $25 million loan to build a elementary school. Well, the school didn't have it, so they borrowed some money, and now, we'll talk about what happened when we come back. Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the dangers of borrowing money.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about the West Contra Costa School District east of San Francisco, and Charles Ramsey was the president of the school board. He said he needed $2.5 million up front, but the district didn't have it. And he says, why would you leave $25 million on the table? You'd never leave $25 million on the table, he says. So that's Charles Ramsey saying that. And he said, we'd be foolish not to take advantage of getting $25 million when the school just had to spend $2.5 million to get it. So all they had to do was get a capital appreciation bond, and so they got that. And now the school has a repayment of $34 million. And I think they're having a difficult time finding the money to pay the debt. So, Frank, what I did, I saw this kind of nonsense going on here in Missouri, and it was different. Our school district wanted to have drug testing, and they put me and Mrs. Finelli on this drug testing board. They thought that, or this committee, they thought that we would be sheep and just follow. They had no idea what they had done when they put us on there. And and they did all kinds of things. They would send the invitations to another zip code, you know, to the meetings. They'd make sure that we did not know about these meetings. They didn't put them on their website. So they gave us a real hard time because we were against drug testing. And so I was so angry with the school board and the superintendent that I decided that I was going to fire the superintendent. And the only way I could do that was to become a member of the school board. So I decided to run for a school board member. And so I called the Missouri School Board Association. And I said, so what are the requirements to be to run for office? And they said, well, you know, hemmed and hawed. And they finally said, well, you have to be. And I think the number was over 30 years old. And I said, well, that's OK. I can do that. I'm over 30. And they said, and you have to live in the county that you're running for office. And I said, well, I can do that, too. And I said, anything else? And they said, that's it. And I said, oh, OK, so it's not a problem that I'm a convicted felon. and the lady's like, you are? And I said, no, I'm not. I'm not a convicted felon. But so what you're telling me is that if I were, it would be okay. And she said, well, yeah, actually it is. So you can run for public office in the state of Missouri. You can run for school board, and you can be a convicted felon. I am not. I have an absolutely spotless record. And but anyway, to get a concealed carry permit, you have to have a spotless record. But you can be a convicted felon. So I suggest that if you want to lower taxes in your community, because most of the taxes go to the school system, if you want to lower taxes and if you want to take control of your school district and have a say in what happens and stop the madness, run for school board office. And what I did was I did one thing. I just put one ad in the newspaper, and I said, in bold, fire the entire school board, one director at a time. Consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who will not make your child urinate in a cup. And that was my ad, and I got about one-eighth of the votes, and no one knew who I was. I was just some guy that came from Virginia. Nobody knew who I was, but that ad got me one-eighth of the votes. So I suggest you consider running for school board in your area and start taking back your community one director at a time. Frank, your thoughts?
Well, it's a good way to do it, and I don't like the word guilty until you're innocent. And yeah. I think what that does is it makes people guilty before they've even done anything. Like just the suspicion of having right. a child, what does that say? It doesn't bode well for parents, really.
Yeah.
Because they think that this junior's parents are into drugs.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you have a minor and your child's a minor in school and they try to do drug testing, here's what you do. You say, tell you what, you will not drug test my child without me being present. You will call me and you will wait until I get there. Frank Underhill's been with us. Frank Underhill, you can reach him at 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. It's a link to Frank Underhill, page one on the website under USAPrepares.com instructors. 702-987-5449. If you're considering gold, if you're considering silver, talk to him and get his take on it. He's very closely into junior miners and gold and silver mines. And he knows what's happening in the energy sector. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Frank Underhill, thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you next Monday. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina, if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.